Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we'll be discussing the 9 reasons to invest in real estate. The first reason, in my view, is that Canada is a fantastic country, and it's a place where you have stable government and a good economy and predictability and legal systems in place so that you can buy a property here and not worry that there's going to be a huge natural disaster where it's going to wash away, or there's going to be a massive forest fire and it's going to disappear, or there's some sort of government that's going to come and change the rules on ownership and take it away from you. It's a wonderful place to invest in real estate. So the first reason to invest in real estate is to do it in Canada. The second reason to invest in real estate is that banks in Canada love real estate. They love to give mortgages on real estate. In fact, I think it's their number one investment. And it's probably the reason in 2008 that Canada's banks were so strong, because they didn't have a lot of risky loans. They had invested in real estate up to about a 75% loan to value, and they did just fine. So the beauty of that is that you've got these banks who provide you with long-term mortgages at attractive interest rates that you can bank on, literally. So that's reason number 2. The third reason to invest in real estate is there are tax preferential treatment. Taxes provide, everybody pays taxes, but the tax code provides preferential treatment to real estate because it's trying to encourage people to invest in the economy and invest in real estate. And the beauty of that is you can legally reduce your taxes, which is a wonderful advantage. So if you think about it, if you had $50,000 worth of income from rental property and $30,000 in expenses, typically on most investments, you'd have to pay tax on the profit of $20,000. But if you own real estate, you're able to depreciate or amortize the building value so that even though you don't have a cash expense, the government allows you to use a $20,000 expense to reduce your income to zero. And zero income means zero taxes, even though you're actually receiving $20,000 a year from your real estate investment. So that is reason number 3 to invest in real estate. Reason number 4 is that you are able to take a certain amount of your money, and because of those banks we talked about in reason number 2, they are happy to lend you a significant portion of the purchase price so that you can leverage their money. So this reason is that you can leverage the bank's money to buy real estate worth more than the amount of savings you have. And a typical example of that is, let's say you have a pot of $50,000 to invest. And let's say you go to Bracebridge, Ontario, where I spend a lot of time. In Bracebridge, you can buy a fixer-upper house. It won't be a mansion. It'll be a definite fixer-upper, but you can pick up fixer-upper house for about $200,000. But you only have $50,000. It's not a problem, because with your $50,000, the banks will loan you $150,000, so you can buy the $200,000 house. And the beauty of leverage is that that $50,000, let's say you manage to increase the value of that property from $200,000 to $250,000 over a 5-year period. Well, you've realized a 25% investment on the 25% return from $200,000 to $250,000, but you only had $50,000 in. So you've just doubled your money because you've gone from a $50,000 investment to having $100,000 worth of equity. So that is reason number 4 to invest in real estate. Reason number 5 to invest in real estate is that you control it. Unlike the stock market, where you have no control over the decisions that management is making, in real estate you have full control. It's your bank account, it's your choice of tenant, it's your choice of bank, it's your choice of where you're going to buy the real estate, it's your choice when to sell the real estate. You control 100% of the decision surrounding that investment, which is a great reason number 5 for investing in real estate. Reason number 6 is that your specific actions can add value to your real estate. So if you have a spouse that's handy, or you are handy, or you force your children to become handy, or your friends who are handy, you want to bring them all up to your real estate investment and have them impact its value. And a very simple example of that is, if you've ever walked into a house that is not painted versus a house that's painted. So you think about it. When builders often finish new houses, they leave them all white sometimes. And when you walk in, white's okay. But if you walk into a house that's newly painted with, you know, dazzling colors and a color scheme and a feeling to it that somebody thought about it and did a really good job of putting it together, that house is worth more. And that's a simple example of how you personally can impact the value of your real estate. So that is reason number 6. Reason number 7 is that real estate historically is a really good long-term investment. If you look at the real estate values over time, inevitably they go up. Now, they don't go steady up, they go up, down, up, down, up, down, but the trend is up. So that's a very nice feeling to know, if I buy real estate, over the long term, it will go up. So that's reason number 7 for investing in real estate. Reason number 8 is takes a quote from Will Rogers, a very folksy quote, and it is, buy land, they're not making any more of it. And it's that simple concept that if you have a scarce resource, if you have a limited supply of something, then inevitably it goes up because there's more people who want it than people who have it. And I'm not talking about condominiums, that sort of title. What I'm talking about is owning the ground below and the sky above, owning land, owning a piece of land, because there's only so much that covers the earth, and that the fact that it's a limited supply and it's scarce provides value. The final reason, reason number 9 for investing in real estate, is that everybody's fantasy, not everybody's, a lot of people's fantasy is to make money while you sleep. So you don't want to have to go out and work 40 hours a week and toil and trouble and, you know, put yourself out to make money. In an ideal world, by the time you're a certain age, you want to make money while you sleep. And real estate is the perfect investment for that. Because while you're sleeping, it's collecting rent and going up in value and doing all the things that you don't have to do, so that every year you're a little bit wealthier and a little bit richer as a result of your real estate investment, without having to get on that hamster wheel and work the hours to make the money. So that is the final and 9th reason, in my view, that real estate makes a great investment. At Norma Walton Talks, I always love for you to talk back. So those are my logical reasons that match my visceral belief that real estate is a great investment. I would be privileged and honored if you would share with me some of your reasons that you would invest in real estate, and also give me feedback on whether you think any of my reasons don't make sense. So, Norma Walton Talks, please talk back.